All right, what's up? This is Radio Zero. Welcome to Friday.
100%.
What's going on here? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm sort of hearing
you.
Yeah. It's a connection. Okay. All right. Hey, it's Friday. What day is it? January the 7th?
Yeah.
Welcome to 2011. It's the first Radio Zero show of 2011. So, congratulations, everyone. We survived the Millennium Bug. We're all here. Nobody's glass of milk blew up or whatever.
My Timex is still ticking.
Yep. Yeah, it's fine. Except I think the Millennium Bug affected my brother because he is missing an hour mysteriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not exactly an hour either, because you would have got home before I did.
Yeah, I would have gotten home before you did, so he's missing about a half an hour.
Yeah, he's not even off by 1 hour, which you can account for, which you can explain something, be like, oh, you know what, didn't set the daylight savings time, the clock is just, he pushed the hour button on the clock by accident.
We're chalking it up to the Millennium Bug.
Yeah.
So, so everybody has to watch out, because I guess...
Your brother's caught a case of the Y2K.
My brother's got a... He got kicked, yeah. He's gonna be...
A bit of the Y2K. Yeah,
he needs some more vitamin C or whatever. Okay, so, what are we doing today? Oh, we got pizza stories lined up for you, but that'll be a little later on.
Oh, yeah. For Anthony Wong, we got pizza, hookers, fighting, we got it all.
Yeah, that's true, we do. We got everything. We got,
liquor. Pizza, liquor, hookers, and fighting coming up in the story section today.
And not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
But maybe. Maybe?
No. Well, I mean...
I don't know. Mine's got some fighting in it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mine.
Here we go. So, Tyler, this next song is for you. I know how much you love big songs. So, I'm going to play a big one for you. This is a new band from Chicago. This is a band called Light Asylum, and this song is called A Certain Someone on Radio Zero. Oh, by the way, you're listening to 101.9 FM, Cable 102, Vancouver, FM 102. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Radio Zero. Call us up, 604-822-2487. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. We'll be doing live track listing. Go to radiozero.ca. You can check out the shows, downloads, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go. This is Light Asylum with A Certain Someone on Radio Zero. We'll be right back.
My heart is now in a higher place, free from your hand. I have my own space. Many times I held your hand, guided through things I didn't understand.
Get up.
he's gonna get mad at me for playing this.
This is a radio exclusive. Blood Diamonds, 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 Diamonds.
Mike, if you're listening, I'm playing your track. This is Blood Diamonds.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station. The best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
All right. That was Lemonade. That was the Blood Diamonds remix of Remain in Ja. That was, I don't know if that's an exclusive or what. That's how I was yapping on that track, because I don't know if we're supposed to be playing it or whatever.
Play with scissors again?
Hey, play with those things. Hey, what's up? So, what did we hear in that set? That was a long set. We heard Light Asylum with a certain someone, and that's off the, I can't remember the name of that EP. It might be self-titled. Anyway, and we heard new Hercules and Love Affair called My House. That was the Leo Zero remix of My House. Go on YouTube and check out the video for that. It's awesome. We heard Crystal Castles with Baptism. We heard Mercury, a new release from Gamma, and the EP is called God. That was a track called Grand Prix de Monaco. And we heard Dino Walrus, some guys from Brooklyn. My jury's out on that one. I can't decide if I like it or not. Anyway, that was a track called Phone Home from the Edge. And yeah, we finished it off with Lemonade, the Blood Diamonds remix. Okay, so Tyler, are you ready for story time? It's been a minute.
Let's do a couple more songs.
Couple more songs? Okay, we'll play a couple more songs.
Remind everybody what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Today, one of our listeners requested a story about pizza. And so Tyler and I are going to share. Tyler has a pizza story about hookers, and I have a pizza story about fighting. So
mine's also about fighting.
Oh, his is about fighting too.
And hookers.
So, all right, cool. Well, we'll play some songs, and we'll get back to that in a minute. Call us up, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. If you're in the Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada region. And also, we want you to follow us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. And check us out on the internet at radiozero.ca. Yeah, I think that's it for now. Yeah, let's get back to tunes.
Okay, go back.
Let's get back to tunes.
Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio to see what we've been playing.
Yeah, you can track what we've been on.
You can request special request stories from us too if you want.
Yeah, anything you like. Okay, so upcoming, this is
that's better, right? That's more
there
like it.
You go.
I'm not talking like a muddy guy.
Nice. This next song is by Vancouver's own Jesse Taylor. This is his project called Reflections. It's awesome, and you can find the split. They got a split album with N213, which is Nick from Shearing Pinks. Yeah, you can get it on Needs More RAM. Go to Zoo Shop and pick it up if you're in Vancouver. It's worth it. And Jesse is going to be playing with you and me, Tyler, for the Needles and Pins
January
release party.
January 22nd. At the Astoria. Needles and Pins 7-inch release party.
Woo! Yeah, that'll be sweet. Cool. Okay, this is Reflections on Radio Zero.
Take your movement away. Take your movement away. Take your movement away. Take your movement away.
Friday, January 7th, join those creative forces, Discorder Magazine, and Vancouver is Awesome, as they party with some of Vancouver's best local bands. 41st and Home, Oh No Yoko, The Oh Wells, and Fax will be rocking the Biltmore Cabaret stage. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. So come by the Biltmore Cabaret, Friday, January 7th, to party with your favorite Vancouver reporters.
Okay, there was that one was a kind of a weirder set than the first one, but what do we hear there? We heard Reflections from Vancouver. We heard Zola Jesus, Villa from the Beats of Love EP. That's the that's Villa. We heard Todd Terrier with a really weird song off of his new Weighed and Measured disc, and that was Licky Lee. With Get Some, that was the Beck remix of that. We can't find Nardwar's station ad or his show ad. So coming up next is Nardwar, the Human Serviette. The Human Serviette radio show on CIT.
Find a good church. It'll help you out.
Let's act it out. Okay. Did Pontus want Jesus to be crucified?
No.
No, you have to say yes.
Oh, yes.
No! And then he... Yeah. We blew it as hard as we possibly could. Oh, well. All right. So it's, what is it, about 6 past 3. As promised, here we go with pizza stories. Pizza Story Surge 2011. Tyler, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
How about you start? We're just going to segue into this somehow. How do we segue into this? Okay, well, I can segue into
just
it
easily. Just say why are we doing this?
Well, why we're doing it is I was talking to Anthony Wong, this white guy named Anthony Wong.
Uh-huh.
I don't
know. Oh, Tony Wong.
Tony Wong, yeah, from Italy.
Oh, yeah, Tony Wong.
The Roman. The Roman, Tony Wong.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about... he was telling me not to move to New York if I want to survive because pizza there is like $4 a slice. And I was like, wow, come on. You know, like, you can get... You just got nowhere to go. And I used to like this place called Stromboli's a lot. Back in the Double O's region of the
oh, nice, yeah.
Of the century.
Yeah, I remember that.
2003 was a good year for Stromboli. They had some good slices going on there, but they were like $1.50 or $2. It might have been $2 back then. And then they every year they started to slide a little bit more. And now it's just not. It's just like a $4 slice tourist trap bad pizza.
Okay,
but so anyways,
that's what you got for us.
I was there in New York in 2003, and I was at some show. I was at a bar. I was there by myself by accident. Cam Dale's just gonna leave this. Who am I talking to now? Great. So Cam Dale's just walked out of the studio.
I wanted to take a bite of the piece of pizza I have.
Okay, so I was in New York by myself by accident. I was supposed to go with my roommate Norman, but last minute he bailed out, so I just flew to New York by myself with no agenda and no idea why I was going to be there. And I ended up hanging out at this bar Lit quite frequently on like First Ave or Second Ave.
Mm-hmm.
It's at First and Second.
That's where all those party pictures come from.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm there and I'm downstairs this bar one night, and having a great time. Some band is playing. I can't remember the name of them. 5 o'clock Heroes. I think the 5 o'clock Heroes were playing.
Nice.
In the basement of Lit. That's who was playing.
Nice.
And so I ran out of money or ran out of cash. Downstairs in the basement, so I went upstairs to this convenience store upstairs to use the ATM. And this convenience store is like the weird, like it's got flowers, it's got, you know, like paper towels, everything you need, and then the top two shelves of the entire store is just porno.
Yeah.
Like, the whole ceiling of the store is just surrounded with porno, which is pretty amazing, I guess. And so I go to use a bank machine, and there's these two, like, obviously foreign girls, like, the European of some kind, right? They had a hard time with English, and they were having a hard time using the bank machine.
Uh-huh.
So they asked me for assistance, and I was like, oh, yeah, here, like, this is just what you got to do to operate this thing here. No problem. And then I go and use the bank machine after them. And I turn around, and there's this guy standing there, and he's like, you like these girls? And I was like, huh? Like, sure, I guess so. They seem nice, you know, like, whatever. And he's like, so how about you wanna take them home tonight or what? And I'm like, what? No.
Well, maybe.
I probably would, but I'm probably not with what you're offering. Like,
yeah.
You're probably going
to
ask
this
me.
This is starting to get fishy.
It's going to cost me. So... probably not. And he's like, and I'm like, oh no, I'm sure, you know, like, I'm being as polite and Canadian as possible because I'm like, I'm afraid for my life in New York City for some reason.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, you think it's the Big Apple, it's some crazy place, right? And so I'm being yep. really polite to this guy, and I'm like, hey, you know what, like, it's cool, man. Not probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what you gonna do? You gonna get some of this porno and you gonna take that home, huh? You gonna jerk off all night by yourself?
What?
And I was like, well, even if I am, who cares? Like, what? Doesn't matter. I'm just like, I'm probably just gonna go back downstairs and get another drink and, you know, like, thanks but no thanks,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Carry on with my evening.
And he won't let up. And he's just like, and these two girls are like, they're very attractive, and they're like, you know, they're starting to get kind of like nervous or whatever, and this guy keeps on going on about it, and so I finally snapped, and I was like, it's like, look at asshole, if you don't like cut this out, I'm gonna headbutt you right now and break your nose. Like, I never freak out, and never like want to get in a fight with anybody.
I like that hero style.
So, but I threatened to headbutt the guy and break his nose, and he's like, nope, that's cool, man, it's cool. And he, like, backs off, and he's real, like, I'm like, okay, all right, good night. See you later.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I just threatened a pimp in New York City. I'm feeling pretty cool here, right?
Pretty good.
Like, I'm a real pro.
Uh-huh.
Go downstairs and, you know, get some more drinks and see the end of the 5 o'clock Heroes set. And I see the pimp guy downstairs. I look at him. I give him the kind of like, you know, the eye, the raised eyebrows.
Yeah, you own him now.
And he leaves and he's like, oh, okay, I gotta go, I guess. And I'm feeling pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really drunk, so I go to Stromboli's and I start eating slices of pizza at like 4 a.m. roughly.
Mm-hmm.
When the bar finally closed out.
Yeah.
I had one slice of pepperoni and I thought that was awesome. I had another slice of plain cheese that was pretty good. Had a deep fried chicken and lettuce slice.
That's weird.
Pretty weird.
That's the weirdest slice combo I've ever heard, actually.
I went back and had...
What, you just hold on a minute. We're not going to talk about that?
It was just like sliced up...
Oh, I had a... what did I have? Jeez, I had 3 pieces of pizza. Pepperoni, plain cheese, and deep fried chicken and lettuce. Anyway, so back to the story.
Yeah, so...
Deep fried chicken and lettuce. I had a broken glass and cotton candy.
Okay. All right. So that was the least satisfactory of the 3 slices that I had.
Oh, really? Really? So that's shocking.
I wanted to get revenge on it and go back and have a pepperoni slice just so I can leave with a decent taste in
right.
my mouth.
Yeah, right.
These are pretty big slices of pizza. So you're going
back for a fourth. So you've had like almost a whole pizza at this point.
I am so full.
Yeah.
I had a full, like a regular, like if you went to Domino's, this would already be a medium pizza.
Okay.
And I'm so full, and I'm feeling pretty awesome. I was like, oh yeah, I threatened that pimp earlier, and I'm really drunk. So I, so full of pizza, start walking around like the lower Bowery
yep.
in Manhattan, like by CBGB's, and
yep.
and try to fight everyone on the street.
Oh my god. Really?
Yeah.
Did anybody oblige you?
No, nobody would even like kind of step.
That's so ridiculous.
Of course they wouldn't. Why would anybody want to fight me for no reason? But because I was like, I'm in New York by myself, fighting off pimps, eating pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if
I you were on top of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to push that as far as you can.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you really want to get that going.
So full. If anybody would have fought me, if they would have even just like touched my body anywhere, I would have just barfed.
Yeah,
like,
clearly.
I would have been
fried chicken and lettuce pizza.
It's so full that if even like a gentle prod would have caused me to barf everything
but
up.
But they didn't know that. All they saw was the rage coming down the street.
A rage and a cardigan, I think.
Yeah.
Cardigan rage.
It was like the big ball in Indiana Jones. It was just like a big ball of self-confidence.
Yes. Yeah. And lettuce. Wow.
And lettuce and fried chicken. Fried That's chicken. Crazy.
So there you go, Anthony Wong. There's my hookers, liquor, and pizza and fighting story.
That's pretty good. All right, so a fight actually did happen in mine, but I want to preface this by saying I've never actually been in a fight in my entire life. The closest I got was once I grabbed a guy by his neck and threw him on the ground, and then we like rolled around for a second. But that is basically as far as it's gone. I'm not I don't exactly have what you'd call a fighter's build. I have, I would say my legs and arms are made out of, like, balsa wood. So it's not really my scene. But anyway, I grew up in Calgary, and so, like, there's not that much to do. But there's a little bit to do in Calgary. You can entertain yourself. So this one day, we went to, because of snowboarding, I knew a lot of people who lived in Banff and in Canmore. Banff and Canmore are, like, an hour west of Calgary, just where the mountains start. And so we went to Canmore for the night. A friend of mine had a place there, and we went up, and we were going to go visit our friend Mark. And he was, like, sort of a bit of a loose cannon. And so we went out. And the general sequence of events on a Saturday night in Canmore was skateboard all day. This was in the summertime. In the winter, you'd be snowboarding all day. But in the summer, you skate all day and then go to Subway, get a sub, go back to the skate park. On the way back to the skate park, pick up 40s, crush the 40s, then probably get a snack, then go to the Canmore Hotel where they were either doing karaoke or there would be, like, a bluegrass band playing or, like, some weird folk music. But everyone in the whole place was at the Canmore Hotel. So then you'd sit there and spend every single dime you had, except you'd save a fiver because we had to go get slices. So everybody is, like, time-warpingly drunk. So the bar closes out 2 o'clock, but there's seriously nothing. Like, really, we've done nothing all day. So everyone's kind of bored and a bit restless. But there was this really awesome pizza shop around the way from the hotel. And so we'd go there, you get a slice, and then basically every dude who's in the same boat as you are in, who is, like, really drunk, hungry for pizza, hungry for something to do, is all there. So it's like a real... how would I describe that? I would describe it as, like, a volatile... There's a lot of potential for disaster in that scene. So I'm sitting there, and I'm so hungry. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. And I had saved a little bit more than $5, but I was going to have 2 slices. And I was just clobbering my second slice. And I'm sitting on this chair. Oh, by the way, I need to tell you that it's really packed in this place. The place is, like, the size of a... bedroom, I guess, or a little bit bigger than, like, a, you know, like a teenager's bedroom. And there's, like, 30 people inside it. And you kind of just sit where you can or you post up outside. But I was so hungry that I just found the first chair that I could find and just sat on it and started chowing this pizza. So I'm in the middle, the dead middle of the room. I don't have anything to lean on. I don't have anything. I'm just sitting on a chair in the center of the room chowing this piece of pizza while everything else is just happening around me. And this guy, Mark, is... really, he's cruising to, he wants to have a punch up. So he starts talking to this guy who's waiting in line for pizza, and he's asking the guy what his favorite flavor of pizza is. And the guy's like, oh, I don't know. The guy asks him, first of all, the guy makes the mistake of answering him at all. But the second mistake was to answer him earnestly. And so the guy's like, oh, yeah, no, well, I don't know, kind of like Hawaiian, but sometimes I like pepperoni or sometimes I like deluxe. Deluxe. And Mark goes, oh, yeah? I bet your favorite flavor of pizza is... And then I can't tell you what he said on the air, but it was derogatory and super... Flavor? Yeah, anyway, exactly. All right, I guess now we're saying it. He said penis. So this guy was so good-natured up until the moment that the word penis comes out of Mark's mouth. And then he doesn't waste any time. He just starts flurry punching Mark in the face. It wasn't like a, oh, yeah, buddy. It was just, he just like, it's like, it was like watching a bomb go off. This guy just kept punching the shit out of Mark. All of a sudden, you know, in old Western movies where they like do the bar, like the brawl scene.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's like, there's like guys getting shot across the bar, like dragged across the bar. There's bottles smashing everywhere. And there's, like, you know, like, people, like, wow, like, running all over the place. The band, like, is like, oh, we got to get out of here. It was like that. And I actually saw a guy get a stool broken on his back. He was like, so this guy and Mark are going at it. And then everyone else in the whole place is going wild. The whole place erupts into full-on just, like, battle over the course of 2 seconds. And I'm sitting there in the middle going, oh, man, this is the worst place I could possibly be. So I decided to hold still and observe. And hopefully nobody does anything to me. And nobody noticed. I was just sitting there. And I just eventually I was like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to hit me. So I started eating my piece of pizza again and just watching the show. But right in front of me, there was a guy wrestling another guy. And the guy who was like down on the ground, his buddy noticed that he was in trouble, picked up a stool and smashed it on a guy's back, just like in an Old West bar scene. So there's that. Oh, yeah. And then we came outside and Mark was crouched over on the ground holding his head because he had gotten the shit kicked out of him pretty bad by this guy. And Mark had the audacity to get mad at me. He was like, why in the hell didn't you back me up?
Back you up on what?
Back you up. I was like, back you up? Why the hell did you ruin my pizza experience? I didn't get to finish my slice.
Are we fronting on that guy?
It was crazy. Anyway, there you go, Anthony. It's not the best story I've ever told, but I was eating pizza and watched a fight. So there you go. All right, how about a station ID? Let's do that, and we'll get back to a little bit of music before. We got to play one. All right. So, all right, whatever. It's Radio Zero.
Well, obviously, we have a...
CITR.
In Lincoln Park, he's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a cup and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints, and oh, you are so dumb.
Really well, oh, yeah.
brought to you by Angry Birds.
That is going to be it for the Radio Zero show today. Brought to you by Cam's iPhone and Angry Birds. Today's show brought to you by Angry Birds and Cam's iPhone.
What's up?
That was Girl Unit with Every Time. And I guess we're going to leave the program off with Yell's newest track, La Musique, on Radio Zero. See you guys next week. Stay tuned for Nardwar.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could, the only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Danser.